This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller in the Cajun Cannon breaking down Saints mini camp. We heard from head coach Dennis Allen today after practice. There's a lot of buzz about some injuries. He's also a player who wasn't around today. Let's lead it off with Dennis Allen on what's up with Alvin Kamara.
He was here for the walkthrough this morning, and then he went in, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him, so I'm not sure why he wasn't out here for the rest of practice.
Is his absence contrary?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to Alvin, so I couldn't tell you. So that's all I got for you.
Kind of jarring there. Obviously, Alvin was there for the walkthrough of today's session and then said, peace out, everyone.
Yeah, listen, I think Dennis Allen, I think he does a great job with the media. Now, you got to win. You got to win. Like, because Sean sometimes would be like, I told you,
storm off and entire press conference.
Right. Don't ask me about players that aren't here or something. I'm not going to talk about injury. I think Dennis tries to work with the media, and the media obviously wants information, so... they can enlighten the public, the Houdat Nation, and stuff. So I think Dennis Allen a lot of times is pretty straightforward, and now he could be calculated a bit where that's not in the team's best interest to say that where Sean would just do what he wanted to do,
right?
And stuff. So
DA was also asked today, obviously, about Juwan Johnson, the news that he needed foot surgery.
It's really hard to say because there wasn't any sort of event. He just—it's his foot. His foot was bothering him, and so he's unable to practice right now. But it really wasn't an event, so I'm not really sure exactly, how it happened. And then we'll just see what his availability is and when he becomes available.
Yeah, and it's like I don't think it's not BS. I mean, he's telling what happened, and that wasn't one event. Like it wasn't one play.
Right.
Oh, he got hurt on that play. No, it could be something. Man, this is bothering me. And then all of a sudden, like, oh wow. The only way this is going to get better, you need surgery. And then that's why I said, I don't know. You think he's going to be ready for opening week? I mean,
hope so. I don't know about the first week of training camp, obviously.
Yeah. It's a new offense, obviously. And when he goes from wide receiver to tight end, and, they're paying him to contribute at a high level. I thought he had an outstanding training camp last year, not so much an outstanding season. He got better at times, but that's one thing. I'm kind of
perplexing on his development.
So who you think, is going to step up at tight end? Because I think Foster Moreau, he is what he is, and he's a legit NFL player.
Give it to Taysom.
I don't even know if even Taysom's that guy. You know, I guess I'm kind of spoiled because I know in this type of offense what we're running with Kubiak and Shanahan and all, we ain't got no damn George Kittle. You know, he ain't getting off the bus. You know what I mean?
Would you give Jimmy Graham a call to say, hey, what are you up to?
I don't know. He'd be learning a new offense. He don't know this offense.
Right.
Nah, I think he's smart enough to pick it up. But I don't know. We didn't use him last year. Well, but he had like 6 targets and 4 touchdowns.
But new offense, new coordinator, yeah, so
but,
maybe.
But you know how many times I would say, I don't know. Well, why isn't
throw it up
Jimmy,
to the big guy.
Why isn't Jimmy Graham playing more? All I know, he's had 6 targets and like
4 touchdowns. Right.
So I don't know. Who would be that young guy? And again,
I know we like everybody's been impressed so far and had another good day today in Dallin Holker.
Holker. A pass receiver and tight end. And I even said, even a dark horse, maybe just a practice squad guy, but that Michael Jacobson.
Right. He said the tall dog. Drink of water.
No, it hits his hands. He catches it. And he's caught passes from all the quarterbacks. So I don't know who that tight end is going to be. All I know is Kittle ain't getting off the bus. For us, and you know how much this ain't thing what Kelce means to Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, what Kittle means to that 49ers offense. So,
right, talking about another injury, we saw Nick Saldiveri end up leaving the field early
what,
today.
It was too hot.
Well, here's what Dennis Allen had to say.
He got, I think they said groin or hamstring.
Oh.
Again, it didn't seem like it was anything significant. It happened early on, like in. Individual, I think.
That was Dennis Allen talking about Nick Saldiveri leaving practice early. Hopefully nothing serious there from him, obviously, because I believe the Saints are counting on him to be a starter.
Yeah, look, yeah, we want him to succeed. He's a young offensive lineman. We need him to succeed. But I don't know. Do you think, realistically, when all said and done, because I kind of look at them like a James Hurst.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's beating out Lucas Patrick or Shane Lemieux as far as, like, starting. Now, when's it come when the you-know-what hits the fan? Who's going to step up and play? Like, you know, all of a sudden they might have wanted someone else but James Hurst to play. But no, James Hurst is more reliable.
Right.
That's why I just don't know about Saldiveri. I've been around offensive line coaches, different coaches. You know, you can get hurt. You stretch and you do all that. And, you know, you always want to be limber. And all that, and, you know, flexibility. And then whenever, like, a lineman, I remember this is like old school, whenever a lineman would say, like the coach say, well, what's wrong with you? Why are you not practicing? Oh, like I pull my hamstring. They go, what, you're too slow to pull your hamstring. How can you pull your hamstring? You're big old, like, lineman. You know, yeah. You can, or your groin. So anything, like, you could say, like, a sprinter or a DB, oh, my hamstring or running back. But they'd be like, the lineman, what, you pulled your hamstring.
I guess maybe that pop off the line.
You're not even moving fast enough to pull your hamstring. You know, they would joke with him and say stuff like that. But no, Saldiveri, they're counting on him. Like they're counting on Trevor Penning. Those are young linemen that you drafted with high expectations. Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.